Okay, don't forget, it's our Civic Media Text to Win contest, our multi-state text to win contest. If you didn't do so already, download the Civic Media app. Go to the App Store, WRJN.com, wherever you find apps. It's free, download it, takes just a second or two. And when you do it, look down the list of Civic Media stations. You'll find WRJN on that list. Click on WRJN. At the bottom, you'll see a blank space for texting. Text the keyword morning. Morning. You have until 8 o'clock this morning to do that. Morning, and you'll be in the running for gold jewelry and $200 cash today. And the grand prize, which will be tickets to see Minnesota and Green Bay playing up in Green Bay. We'll give you a gas card, too, by the way, if you win the grand prize. So that's all coming up. Download the keyword right now. Send it to us. Get in on the running, and you'll see a little message there. If you sign up for our newsletter or any of the things they mentioned there, you get bonus entries. Look at that. So text the keyword morning. You have until 8 o'clock to do it, and then it's all over until 9 o'clock. Dan Marcus will give you another one at 9 o'clock. Right now it's 7:39. Well, welcome our guest. He's running for the 21st Wisconsin Senate candidacy. He's running for that seat, and it's Trevor Young. Thanks for joining us.
Don, it is an honor to be on the show. Thank you.
You said you were here when you were a kid, huh?
I have been here once when I was in high school, and there was a Focus on Community feature for young people, and it's good to be back.
Now, I will give you $1 for every time somebody mispronounced your last name. How much money would you be making off me?
Oh, we could fund the campaign. We could fund the campaign. Yes, I always have to spell J-U-N-G after saying Trevor Young. So
that's good. Because when I do all of my notes and everything, I speak into, you know, my phone to do it.
Right.
And I have to say Trevor Jung.
No,
get,
I know.
Or it won't print right.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of corrections.
Where were you born?
I was born in 1995, and I was born halfway across the world. So in Krasnodar, Russia. So okay. My mom was not in a position to take care of me. So I was placed in an orphanage until I was 2 years old. And my dad traveled halfway across the world and saved me from a life of poverty and oppression and brought me to the center of the universe, Racine, Wisconsin.
How long you been here?
My whole life. My whole life. I went off to university at UW-Milwaukee, proud Panther. And
get that in there.
Yeah, and came right back to Racine after graduating with the degree in urban studies and urban planning.
Whoa. Okay. So now you're in the transportation department, right?
Yes. Yes. So leading public transportation for the greater Racine area.
Okay. What did you do before that?
Well, I served 2 terms on the Racine City Council, but professionally I worked at Carthage College doing employer relations, talking to employers about recruiting skilled talent to, you know, feed a pipeline for talent for employers across southeastern Wisconsin that Carthage had internship programs with. So that, you know, informed an experience of what can we do to attract the next generation of talent to make sure that southeastern Wisconsin is competitive. So between that and my work in local government, it's been a real education.
So you work for the city now. You've been in an alderman. What district was it, by the way?
District 9. So proud West Racine guy. So okay. I actually went to daycare at Atonement Lutheran and lived right across the street on Wright Avenue when I was on the city council. So when people would ask my local cred, you know, how are you connected to this neighborhood? I would always say I didn't go very far, right across the street from daycare.
I ask everybody who gets into politics the same question. Why would you want to get into it? Because 50% of the people are not going to like you for whatever reason. It just works out like that.
Right.
Same thing with disc jockeys. 50% of the people aren't going to like you for playing the Beach Boys or whatever you play. So why'd you get into politics?
Well, good question. So I owe everything to my hometown. You know, growing up in Racine, I had this kind of all-American childhood, little league baseball, product of the public schools, you know, took classes at Wisdom Art Museum, you know, attended the Racine Theater Guild. So growing up here, I had this real sense of gratitude, like, wow, this community saved me.
Did you work in the guild? Theater guild?
No, just volunteer. Took classes with Mrs. Mount. You know, that was my, you know, theater days. And so growing up, it was like, wow, like this is a pretty special place. And, you know, my family has been here for 4 generations. My grandma, she actually owned a bar in downtown Racine. So as any good Wisconsinite, I have, you know, that experience growing up at the end of the bar at the tavern. And so just this sense of community, this sense of gratitude. So growing up, I wanted to give back. And so looking at, you know, how do we solve problems at a neighborhood level? I went off to university to study urban studies and urban planning because I think that that's where you make the biggest difference. And because of that, that inspired me to get involved in politics because I see if everybody works together, is focused on the right issues, we can really make a difference in people's lives.
21st District encompasses Racine.
Yes.
And what else? Just Racine?
So the north side of the city of Racine, up to Caledonia, Wind Point, goes all the way out to Raymond, and then north into Franklin, Hales Corners, Greenfield, Greendale, so the southwest suburbs of Milwaukee County. So it is a 50-50 district. We are going to have to earn every vote and talk to people where they are and focus on things that are important to families, you know, like affordability, like housing, like good-paying jobs, making sure we're taking care of the most vulnerable. So it's going to be an exciting one. And I'm really grateful that this is a fair district because the people of Racine and Wisconsin deserve an actual voice and an actual choice.
Okay, so now people hear the assembly, the state assembly, they hear the state senate. Do you guys vote on this? You obviously can vote as the whole body, but what's the difference? Is it just the size of the area that assemblymen and state senate people cover? Is that about the only difference?
Yeah. So for every state senator, there are three assembly people. So there are three districts per state senate district. So in Racine, we have Angelina Cruz, and then we've got two other members of the assembly and the rest of the district. And so it is a bigger area, covers, you know, geographically and population wise more. And so that just means that we're going to have to get out there and talk to as many people as possible before November of next year.
Well, you got to have some energy to run for office, huh?
Oh, yeah. I've got my cup of coffee from Wilson's right down the street here.
So, look at you.
Yeah, so we're ready to go.
Trevor Young is my guest. He is currently working for the city of Racine in the transportation department. What is the exact title?
So it's the transit department, and I'm the transit and mobility director for Ride Racine, the public transit system in eastern Racine County.
Look at that title. Whoa.
Yeah, quite the, I mean, when you have a little and in there, that shows you've made it.
Mine is DJ. DJ, that's as long as it is. Okay. And you're running for the state Senate 21st District, which encompasses Racine and part of Milwaukee County. We got to know you in the first section. Let's talk about some of the issues. What's wrong that you want to correct, and what do you want to add to what's going on in the state of Wisconsin?
Yes, great question. So, you know, I see places like the neighborhood I grew up being left behind. The state of Wisconsin has a responsibility to make sure that we've got great schools, that we've got safe neighborhoods, that everybody has a chance to succeed and support themselves and their families. And I see that ideology and partisanship are really getting in the way of that. And, you know, you've got for almost, you know, over a decade now, this philosophy that says if we, you know, engage in austerity and we cut, that, you know, we'll rise to the top. And that lab test has shown to not work. You know, we used to be one of the top 10 states for public education. Now we've fallen down to, I think, 27. We have shared revenue, which supports, you know, public safety at the local level and make sure that we can keep our police officers and our firefighters paid. That has been cut over 20% in real dollars since 2010. And so we are trying to do more with less, and it's harder to preserve a certain quality of life and make sure that we're developing the next generation of talent that can grow the economy. And so for me, it's about making sure that we get the basics right. More for our neighborhoods, more for our schools, and more for working families so that we address this crisis of affordability.
And health care is a major part of the state because the state has health plans, and a lot of people are panicking over the cost of health care. I hate to sound like an old guy here. My mother took me to the doctor's one day. A big brouhaha was going on at the doctor's office. They raised the rates from $4 to $6 for a visit, and they had to pay cash.
Well,
and
that's exactly
the
right.
The mothers were screaming at this poor receptionist who had nothing to do with this whatsoever. But nowadays, you go to the doctor, it's a couple of hundred dollars.
Well, that's exactly right. And you've got senior citizens, people who've worked all their life, people who are expecting, you know, basic medical care to be accessible to them. They're getting letters in the mail from their insurance company and from their hospital system saying that they're going to have to look for a new plan. And here we are in the richest country on earth, in a great state, I believe the best state in the richest country on earth, and you've got senior citizens that are panicking about where they're going to be able to get health care. That is just wrong. And you've got other states across the union, Republican, Democratic states, that have decided to work with the federal government, bring in resources to make sure that they can expand access to basic health care. But Wisconsin is one of the few states that has said that they're not going to do that. And so for me, this isn't about left, right. This is about bringing resources in to make sure that families can support themselves and get access to basic services.
How do we talk to each other? Now, I don't know how it is in the state assembly and the state senate here in Wisconsin, but I watch what's going on in the Congress in Washington. Nobody will talk to each other.
It's horrible.
You got the Republicans and Democrats. They're bickering on everything. They won't talk. They won't have meetings. They hate each other. Well, they don't hate each other, but they have... They don't like each other's ideologies, so they bicker and fight all the time. How do you plan to stop that? Is it that bad in Wisconsin or not that bad?
I think it's potentially getting there. Yeah. And we just have to make a choice in this election to stop the nastiness. I think people are sick of the anger and divisiveness.
Name-calling, too.
And the name-calling. And instead of doing that, we should be spending our time talking to people about what's really important. When I announced my campaign, we talked about the five T's to the success of Wisconsin and Southeast Wisconsin. Number one, training. What can we do to make sure that folks have the skills that they need to support themselves and their families? Gateway Technical College was the first publicly funded technical college in the United States of America. We've got a tradition of this. Let's keep it going. Number two, talent. You know, we've got to build infrastructure and a quality of life that attracts skilled workers so that employers decide to move here. Tourism. I think this is the most beautiful state and we live in the most beautiful part of it. What can we do to leverage that so that visitors fuel quality of life for residents? And then technology. You know, we've got this technology revolution happening right now. What can we do to make sure that we capitalize on that to provide better services to the public? And then finally, transportation. I work in the field and, you know, when transit stops, opportunity stops. So we've got to make sure that people can get to where they need to go. Doctor's appointments, jobs, schools. And if you combine those five things, which I think Democrats and Republicans, when your brass tacks comes down to it, can agree on that, this, and we can actually solve problems rather than bicker. And I think that once you leave the nastiness aside and talk about the issues that are important, that's what we need in Madison.
So right now we have a Democratic governor. That could change because Governor Evers isn't running again. Is it going to be tough to work with a Republican governor?
Well,
right now the Republicans control the state house.
Well, I want to work with everybody, and I hope we can bring down the temperature and, again, focus on the things that matter, because that's going to be the only way we make a difference in people's lives. And if you're not getting into this to make a difference, I don't know why you are, because it is tough and you are putting yourself out there. And if you don't care about that stuff, there's so many other things that you could do. So I would hope that Democrats and Republicans can come together to actually get stuff done. And maybe I'm naive, maybe that's being young, but I think we need a new way of doing things because the old way is not working.
You know, I would last 9 seconds in your job. I'll tell you why. Because I'd be telling everybody what I really think. And if somebody started up with me in the state house, I'd be screaming at them, yelling at them, you know, 9 seconds, and they throw me right out. They get the sergeant at arms to get me out of that place.
You have to have a sense of humor. That is for sure.
No, you got to have patience.
Yes.
And that's one thing I probably don't have enough of. Right. So you don't have anybody you're running against yet, right? Officially.
Officially, we are the only candidate in the race.
If it was held today, you'd win by 100%.
But a landslide. Yes, a landslide in a 50-50 district. I do not anticipate that that will be the case. I think that we're going to have a spirited debate, a great campaign season. And whoever gets out, talks to the most people, has a positive message for the future, I think that person's going to win. And I hope that's me.
So it's a year away. Is it a year away? Yeah.
It is. Yeah. And some change. Yeah.
Wow, it's a year away and you're getting started early.
That's right. Well, we have to. I think that the biggest challenge for us is going to be introducing ourselves to folks in the district outside of, you know, where I served as alderman and outside of, you know, where, you know, I've engaged mostly, which is the city of Racine part of the district. But I'm excited about that. My favorite part of this work is listening to people, hearing what their challenges are and figuring out what we can do together to solve those issues.
You sound like a real positive person. And I've met you before. We've met before different events around. And you're so smiley and positive about everything.
Oh,
that's good.
Thank you.
You got to be.
I think we need a little
bit
of that.
You can't be grumpy and do that job.
No, no. Well, and you have to like people. And I love people. And I think that people are just sick of the anger associated with politics. And it's turning people off. And I think in order for us to have a healthy democracy, we need there to be a positive, engaging vision of what local government, state government, the federal government can do for people.
Do you have aspirations to really go up the ladder? You're a young guy, so you have your whole life ahead of you. Do you really, is this, you know, one thing at a time, obviously. I mean, the world is everything for you now. Well, can take anything you want.
Honestly, Don, it is just about making the difference. You know, yeah. I could run for dog catcher, and if you told me that that would help my hometown and that would help the people of, you know, Wisconsin, I would go for it.
Do they still have a dog catcher?
I think that there's like maybe one elected dog catcher left in the country, but
I mean, that used to be something on the ballot.
Exactly.
You got elected dog catcher.
Exactly. But
they don't have it anymore.
No, I mean, my aspirations are really just like the results of the work, not the office themselves.
Now, obviously, one of your goals is to get a Democratic majority.
Absolutely.
State House.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So how far? I don't know how far away we are. How many seats do you need? Now you got the assembly and you've got the state senate. So how many seats does it take?
Yeah, it is just not even a handful of seats. So four seats are competitive now in the state senate. And if we flip all four, we've got a pretty strong majority for the state senate.
So that's it, just four?
Just four.
Okay.
I think it actually takes two to flip just to get the bare minimum to have a majority. But four are competitive seats this year round, and we are the most competitive seat in the state of Wisconsin. So.
Okay, you got 1 minute left. Give a pitch to people. Now, it's a year away, but you can never stop, you know, never start too soon. Give a pitch for yourself.
Yeah, my pitch is that people are tired of the nastiness and that we focus on affordability, good paying jobs, skills training, and quality public education, that the quality of life in Wisconsin can be better than it is now, and that we have an obligation to look out for our neighbor and take care of the most vulnerable. Hubert Humphrey once said that we judge the quality of a society by how we take care of those at the dusk and dawn of their lives, and I take that philosophy seriously, and that's why I'm engaged in public service.
Good for you. Trevor Young, he is going for the 21st Wisconsin State Senate District. The election's about a year away. Well, not about. It's over a little over a year away. And he's running now, and you're the only candidate so far. So good luck, my friend. We'll have you back.
Yeah, this has been an honor. I'm excited to continue the race.
Does it look different when you were a teenager walking around here?
It does. The lights are a little brighter.
That's about it. Everything else is the same.
Yes.
Nothing except computer screens.
Yeah, you switched the bulbs.
You got brighter lights.
Yeah.
Look at that. Thank you, Trevor. I do appreciate it.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks for coming in.